Welcome to the Sweat and Reflect podcast, where we'll break down how life is happening for you, not to you. I'm Meredith, a 30-something former teacher, widow, and life coach who is focused on empowering women to live their best lives no matter what they've experienced in the past. We'll laugh together, cry together, and at the end of the day, grow together. Are you ready to sweat and reflect your way through this crazy thing called life? Okay then, let's go. Good morning, friend. Happy Wednesday. Happy freaking March. Wild, 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 wild that we are in March. And as it just so happens, today is March 6th, 2024, and it is Black Balloon Day. And I wanted to take today's episode to talk about Black Balloon Day. Yes, we've talked about it in the past here on Sweat and Reflect, but it really garners the attention. It is a day that a family put together after they lost their loved one to an overdose. And while Black Balloon Day is or was created as a result of an overdose of the opioid epidemic, it does also encompass substance abuse disorder. And I would be remiss if we didn't acknowledge this. You know, Tim was never involved in drugs. And but he did have a substance abuse disorder. And he was an alcoholic, as we've talked about here before. And I think that although the topic of substance abuse disorders is often just like shrouded in this secrecy, in shame, in some cases disgust, we really need to talk about it. And that honestly actually wasn't part of the reason why I started Sweat and Reflect. But the longer that we go on with the podcast, the more work I do on myself, the more I realize this needs to be a conversation, right? We don't have to necessarily delve into the nitty-gritty. We don't have to, or I shouldn't, speculate on people's reasons behind their substance abuse usage, right? This is not like a TMZ podcast where I am looking for the hidden meanings and, you know, trying to like air people's dirty laundry. That's like the last thing that I'm trying to do. What I am trying to do, again, is just shine light on the fact that substance abuse is unfortunately something so many families struggle with. And when you are in it, you feel completely and utterly alone, which is kind of crazy because substance abuse is everywhere. It's everywhere. And so often in the society, we want to turn a blind eye to what people need, the resources that could help them in some way, shape, or form. And it's just so, again, taboo. We kind of like bury our heads in the sand. And listen, I get it, right? I'm not here to pass judgment. I'm not here to say that there's one way to handle this and that there's a good way and a bad way to handle substance abuse issues. Because frankly, there's not. Every single person is completely different, right? The psychological connection to a substance abuse, the reasons why people become addicted to things is largely dependent upon them and their own circumstances. The feelings that families are left with are more often than not identical. But again, there's that shame, component that prevents people from really talking about it. And, you know, we've talked about Al-Anon, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous for family members. We talked about the benefits of therapy. And a lot of this, again, goes back to, like, what works best for you as the member of a substance abuse, as the member of a substance abuser. And it also just very much depends on your own situation. Are you willing to acknowledge that your loved one has an addiction? Are you willing to seek help for yourself and or them? And again, I'm not passing any judgment. I spent years of my time with Tim thinking, we'll grow out of this. Thinking, I can't tell anybody because I'm what I would say, you know, a smart person. And how could I allow this to happen? Like, I had a choice in it, right? Or how did I stay? Like, what would people think if I stayed? And so much of it was just tied to feelings of shame, feelings of guilt, but also deep-rooted feelings of love. Such deep-rooted feelings of love for Tim that I was willing to do anything to help him, anything to protect him. And it wasn't until the last year of his life where I realized, like, just how deep this was. And it's when I started to face the reality that I didn't really see that there was a way out. That this disease, that this substance abuse was gonna, like, eat us alive. You know, I put him in detox. I put him in outpatient because inpatient was not something that he was willing to do. So we said, okay, cool, let's do outpatient because at least you'll still have the resources, you'll still have the support. Let's put you in therapy. Put myself in therapy, right? Like, let's have mediations. Let's have our families involved. So at least, like, we have that familial support. And it still wasn't enough. And luckily, I can sit here today and not feel guilty. Because I know within my heart of hearts that I did every freaking thing possible to save him. And unfortunately, it just wasn't enough. But I also realize the reality of the situation. I realize that not everyone has the resources that they need, and they don't always have the familial support. And so it's really easy for me to sit here and say, I don't feel guilty. Granted, I've also been in therapy long before Tim's death and, you know, through Tim's last year of life and since his last year of life. You know, so I've done a lot of the hard work. But I get that that's not an option for everybody. I also get that that's not something that's available or that someone is open to. And so I think that on today, on Black Balloon Day, you know, it's a matter of acknowledging those who lost their lives to substance abuse. And it's also a matter of sending grace and peace and love out into the universe for those that lost their loved one and still feel like it's their fault. And for those who are currently battling an addiction themselves, for those who are watching their loved one battle this addiction, because it's a lot. It's a lot mentally, emotionally, physically, even spiritually. And if I can let anyone know that they are not alone, that even though it may seem incredibly dark and isolating right now, it won't be that way forever. I just want to take a minute to honor, to acknowledge, to just sit with those who are and who have battled their addiction. I know that this is a heavy topic. I know that you listening is so important. And so I thank you. I thank you for taking the time to listen. I thank you for taking the time to sit with and acknowledge what today is. But for those of you who find this to be maybe a little bit too close to home, too close to handle, or too much to handle, excuse me, I really, really encourage you to reach out to a therapist, to reach out to a lifeline, right? There are so many resources at this point. If you need something like Al-Anon, if you need to contact I'm just pulling it back up, the Overdose Lifeline, please do that. If you need to, if you just need help, please get the help that you need. The world is better off with you in it. We see you. We love you. And again, this is not the podcast where I am a licensed professional, where I can be providing you with mental health services. So please reach out to those who can help you, who can help you in the way that you need to be supported. There's BetterHelp. You can Google just in your area. There's a suicide prevention hotline. There are so many resources. Al-Anon, Alcoholics Anonymous, NA. Like, know that I am here for you. Know that I want the best for you. This whole community does. And know that we see you. And for those of you, again, who've lost someone to addiction, everything that I just said also applies. We see you. We love you. Seek that support that you need. Seek therapy. Seek EMDR. Talk to a psychiatrist. Like, whatever is going to help you weather this storm. Because honestly, we all need help. We all need help, and there's no shame in that. And to those who have lost their lives due to an addiction, we think of you. We see you. I'll speak for myself. I'm sorry that I couldn't save you. But I truly hope that you are all at peace now that you are filled with light and love, and that you have found that internal love and peace that you were that you are more than likely seeking. I love you. I'm here for you. Thank you for being here.
Hi friend, thank you so much for being here. I know that addiction and grief are very difficult topics to address, to process, to heal. So please do not hesitate to reach out to a health professional, specifically a therapist or your primary care physician, to seek support and encouragement in this time. You are not alone, and there is no shame in